Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Catch a Wave with the Surfing Cowgirl, only on LA Talk Radio.
Howdy, 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 y'all. Welcome to Wish on Wednesday and Catch a Wave with the Surfing Cowgirl, where you know the miracles are always found in the timing. Today, our Wish on Wednesday, we are going to make donation and do a philanthropic work with Western Wishes. This is a Texas charity dedicated to children and young adults faced with adversity who live and appreciate the Western way of life. Western Wishes celebrates the courage, the spirit, and the determination of these individuals by granting wishes and highlighting accomplishments. Western Wishes recognizes the chosen recipients can inspire others with similar conditions to find hope and strength to make the best of their situation. Western Wishes initiates, furthers, and supports events and actions that facilitate such inspiration. So to get today, again, our wow, our wish on Wednesday is to the children and the Western heritage of Western Wishes. And I'm going to jump straight over to introducing my beautiful Texas gal from Fort Worth, Texas, my pal Karen. Karen, are you out there?
I'm here. Hi, okay. Y'all.
Howdy, y'all, she says. Okay, we're going to go straight to our pop. And it's the power of the Word of God. It's our place of peace. It's the promise and the power of God. And today we're talking about victory abounds. And sometimes you got to dig out your victory. But victory does abound. And whatever adversities you're facing, whatever trials and tribulations you're facing, you're going to want to go draw your sword. You're going to want to armor up in the Word of God, and you're going to want to go to that peace and that power in the Word of God. And, you know, I refer to it as my pop, my place of peace, that place of power in the Word of God. And I'm going to start talking about the victory and the promise of the Word of God in victory. And in Deuteronomy 20:4, it says, "For the Lord, you, God, you go with me and you give me the victory and you fight for me." And so that's a wonderful promise that he has given us. The Lord is fighting your battles and he goes before you and behind you, always causing you to triumph. And the Lord is literally going out and getting your victory. So why would you worry too much when you've got the Lord God fighting your battles for you? In 1 Chronicles 18:6, it says, "And the Lord gave the victory to David everywhere he went." And as you know, in Acts 10:34, Peter is speaking and saying, God is not a respecter of persons. God does not show favor to one of his children over another. So if God in 1 Chronicles 18:6 is saying, "Everywhere you go, David, I give you the victory." And then in Acts 10:34, God is saying, "I'm not a respecter of persons." That means everywhere David went, he has victory. And everywhere you go, you have victory. So be of good cheer. Call it all good. Call upon the Lord God of David. Cash in the promises of God, because what he's done for David, and you remember that battle David fought, it held great perks. No one else would dare go up against Goliath. And that day, David, he put 5 stones in his pocket, knowing he couldn't go near him, but thinking if he could have maybe some luck, he could strike the giant down and overtake the kingdom and become king. But you know, when you get up, dress up, show up, and shut up, God's going to be there. Shut up that doubt and fear. And when David showed up, he nailed him right in the forehead with the 1st stone. And why? Because that stone was anointed and appointed by the hand of God, by the power and the divine destiny of God to slay a Philistine giant so David could be king. So there's a lot of wisdom in this one little story. Pick the battles you choose that hold big perks. lose the battle to win the war, but know which battles to fight. And God's going to fight for you. God is not a respecter of persons. He's going to go before you, behind you, always causing you to triumph. And if he says it in 1 Chronicles 18 and 6, everywhere David went, he carried with him the victory. And I'm not a respecter of persons. Then what that means is everywhere you go, you're going to have the victory as well. That is great news if you are in a place of trial at this time. So everywhere you go, day in and day out, you're thinking, you're meditating, you're looking to the power verses regarding victory abounds. These are the promises of the Word of God. God is faithful and He's always going to provide a way. In John 16 and 33, it says, I want you to have peace. Even if you're experiencing trouble and tribulation in this world, be of good cheer. Be hopeful and happy because I've overcome this world. Hallelujah. Know that every day, yes, sister, yes. Know every day that day in and day out when you have trials and tribulations, go ahead and be of good cheer because God's going before you, bringing the victory because He's overcome this world. In Ephesians 6, 13, therefore put on full armor of God so that when trouble comes, you are able to stand. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about keeping calm and standing. And when you have been in a fight for a very long time and you're wore down, you can't give in. You can't give up. You can't weaken. You cannot show cracks in the vessel. You cannot let the enemy get a foothold in the door. It's a battlefield of the mind. And you've got to armor up your mind in the Word of God. And you've got to stand and you've got to knock the enemy back. Because you cannot lose the ground that you have gained. And when you think you can't go on, you got to tie a knot in your rope and hang on. And you got to get up, shut up, show up and dress up and know that God's going to be there to help you stand your ground. I know I overuse that, but I live by it every day. Stop the whining. Stop that victim mentality. Stop that pity. Stop that laziness. Stop that excuses. And get up and live to fight another day. Fight to live another day. And hang on to the Word of God. Get it down in you. James 1 and 1 through 4. For you know the testing of your faith produces perseverance. So let perseverance finish the work so that you may be mature, complete, and not lacking. Perseverance is key. Keep on keeping on. And then keep on keeping on some more. Victory verses, 2 Peter 3 and 9. The Lord is not slow to keep His promise. He is patient with you, and He wants no one to perish. The Lord God did not create man to suffer or be in ruin. And He has made a promise that He is not going to be slow to keep His promise. But He is going to be patient with you that you turn to God in complete surrender so that you can have a wonderful relationship with Him. You can have a peaceful, joyful, abundant, fruitful walk with Him, and you will accept the gift of eternal life that He gave through His Son Jesus. Other victory verses, Ephesians 6:10. Be strong in the Lord and His mighty power. What that says to me is that I am not just walking on this earth. I'm walking with my gift, the Comforter, and I've got the strength and the power of God Himself in me. So why would I ever doubt, fear, or get beat down, worry, or wonder when I have such a promise as this? Ephesians 6 and 10. Go ahead, my children, be strong in me, saith the Lord, and be strong in my might and in my power. That is a wonderful, wonderful promise of God. And in the victory, you know, there's got to be some honor. You're going to have to not only get the Word of God down in you, but then you're going to have to honor God by walking out the truth and the light and the integrity of the Word of God.
I feel like you either honor God or
yeah.
you dishonor God.
There's right.
no in between. And when you honor God, you see His blessings on your
Amen.
Life. You see His favor.
Amen.
You see, when you dishonor God, you see friendships ruined.
Exactly.
You see marriages break.
Exactly.
You see jobs fail.
Yes.
And so to continue to honor Christ.
And the Word of Christ.
And the Word of Christ.
You know, how many times have we fallen short of the glory of God?
Amen.
My God. My God. I unfortunately, I fall short of the glory of God daily, probably several times a day. And I go crawling back to the mercy seat, crawling
yes.
back, asking for God's forgiveness, redirecting
yes.
my thoughts and my mind and my word and my intents, and just asking God to forgive me one more time at the mercy seat, and just getting back into alignment and getting back into proper stance. But yes, it's so important to not just know the Word of God, but to also honor the Word of God. Honor God by walking out day to day, not just talking it, but walking it.
You are always one decision away from dishonor.
Exactly.
So keep that in the information bank.
Absolutely.
One decision away. So choose to honor Christ.
Absolutely.
And do.
In everything that you do, you're going to honor God. And He's going to give you the desires of your heart. It's another promise of God. Victory, victory, victory abounds. That's what we're talking about. Victory in the Word of God. You know, and sidebar, you can't serve two gods. You're either honoring God or dishonoring God. And, you know, it's our culture. It's so embedded and embroidered in our culture to dishonor God. And you got to guard your mind. You got to guard your anointing and your appointing and your divine destiny. And if you honor God and the Word of God, your favor and your blessings are going to come. And you're going to find that key to that timing of unlocking the miracles. In Nehemiah 8 and 10, he says, "Do not grieve or be sad, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." And in Isaiah 41 and 10, "Do not fear, for I'm with you, I'm strengthening you, I'm helping you, and I am holding you up with my right hand." In Exodus 15 and 2, "The Lord is my strength and my song." I love that. "And He has given me victory." And you know, what else do you need? The Lord is my strength and my song. That means you're to be joyful. He's everything you need. And He's given you victory. And it just makes me think, you know, when I was a very, very, very young child, my parents divorced. I was about 8. And I was a daddy's girl. And I didn't want to go with my mother. So my mother left me there with my dad. And I was 8 years old. And I was just there out in the middle of nowhere, country girl, you know, with my dog and my horse and just enjoying life day to day. But it was, I will admit, very empty and very lonely. And I'll never forget this as long as I live. I walked down into the bottom there to catch my horse in the wheat field. And keep in mind, I'm like, almost 9 years old. And as I'm haltering my horse and, you know, just going to swing up and ride my horse bareback, God gave me a vision. And He showed me that at a later time, I would move to where my mother lived and that we would win 3 state championships.
Yeah.
In girls basketball. Now, basketball in Western Oklahoma is a very, very big deal. And so, sure enough, you know, I didn't think too much about it. I just thought, well, that's odd that I would. And at the time, I didn't realize it was a vision of God. And I kind of was a weird kid. You know, I thought the moon followed me everywhere I went and I was special. But what made me special was I'm a child of the Most High God. And I didn't realize that already at such a young age, God was giving me, you know, positive divine visions. And sure enough, The victory did come, and I did move to the town where my mother lived. And as a 15-year-old, 16-year-old, and 17-year-old young girl, we put a little town on the map out in the middle of nowhere, Cheyenne, Oklahoma. You might know it for the Battle of the Washita. You might know it for the Battle of Black Kettle. But everyone now knows it because 11 little ragamuffin girls took a bus into Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and they swept their first state championship, and then again and again. And we now have a record, those Cheyenne Lady Bears in Cheyenne, Oklahoma, we now have a record of 84-4, 84 victories and only 4 losses in a 3-year season. And that record will never be broken. And I have personal records that'll never be broken. And so you see, even though I was this little white trash, I'm just going to call it what it was, I was just this little snaggled tooth, poor white trash girl in a broken home. And my daddy was the town drunk. I'm not going to laugh. Yeah. I'm not going to lie, my daddy was the town drunk, and he was a womanizer, and God rest his soul, I love my daddy and never speak ill of the past, but you know, it just is what it is. I love my daddy. He gave me a strength and a grit and a wherewithal, but here I was, this broken little snaggled tooth, white trash girl, and God put a word in me, and God put a vision in me, and he moved me, and he promoted me to victory, to be a record setter. And so hallelujah, in Exodus 15:2, the Lord is my strength and my song, and he has given me the victory. And I want you to know, wherever you are, whoever you are, whatever you're going through, you, as a child of the Most High God, you hold the victory in your hands. Amen. You hold the victory in your mind. You hold the victory in your spirit. And you've just got to get the Word of God down in you. You've got to fill your mind and your heart and your spirit with the promise and the power of the Word of God. And when you put this in front of you and you call on the name of the Lord and you turn to God and you surrender before God and you claim Him as your one true God and you walk in honor and you choose to put any dishonor of our culture behind you, you cannot not have the victory of God. You can't not have the healing of God. I not only have had the healing of God over and over in my life, I've not only had the victory of God over and over in my life, but I want you to know, if you only knew where I came from, you would know I have been tremendously, tremendously favored simply because I honored God. And I want to thank everybody who ever drug me to church, whoever drug me to Sunday school, my neighbor Deanna Gamble, my best friend's mother Darlene Calloway, anyone that ever took me as a young child and put me in that church, put me in the presence of God to hear the truth of the Word of God, to sing and give praises to God, it built a foundation in me that stands to this day. And I'm going to tell you, I know how to armor up in the Word of God. I know how to draw my sword. I know how to stand. And I know that you cannot serve two gods. So if you want to win, if you want to walk in the covering of the blood of Christ, if you want to walk in the favor of God, if you want to go in the victory, if you want to take over new territory, if you want to claim the victory and healing for you and yours and your family, then you must choose the Most High God. And you cannot serve two gods. And you must honor the one true God through the Word of God. And you cannot lose. You cannot fail. You can only have the victory of God, because that's what the truth and the promise of God says. Exodus again, 15 and 2. The Lord God is my strength, and He has given me the victory. Can I get a witness?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, you never know where God's going to take you from where you're currently at. So you don't ever want to get downtrodden and overwhelmed and lose your hope. On the contrary, you want to be a prisoner of hope. And in Deuteronomy 31 and 6, the Lord says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, because the Lord God always goes with you. And you know, sometimes you just got to step out in faith. You got to let loose and fly so you can spread your wings. And I think about as a child, sometimes I was so, you know, feeling and just overwhelmed and in defeat because my parents were divorced, and you know, I chose to stay with my dad, but you know how dads are. They don't really know what to do with a young little girl. And so I remember this time I was chosen to sing at the Christmas program, the Christmas pageant, and all of the entire town was going to be there. And my neighbor lady comes to pick me up and talk about putting a shake in your confidence. I think I was 8 at the time, but she was like, my God, is that all you've got to wear? And I said, yeah, I don't have anything else that fits. And, you know, it didn't come to mind that I should have had on a winter. I should have winter attire on and have a velvet dress and black patent leather shoes. And so here I've got on this summer short sleeve dress and these worn out sandals. And then when I get to the Christmas pageant, my friends are all dressed in these beautiful dresses with a velvety bow in their hair. And one of my friend's mothers comes up to me and she said, my God, Jenny, is that all you had to wear? And okay, there again, this is person number two that's criticized my attire. And I'm thinking, oh, don't worry. Just sing so good they don't remember what you're wearing. Just sing so good they don't remember what you're wearing. Yeah. Let loose and fly to spread your wings. And you know, it's so funny. If you had known me before 15 years old, it's a totally different story than after 15 years old, because I came out of the problems and into the provision of the favor of God. I can remember being at the laundromat, and you know, there's just something about the laundromat that's humbling. And I can remember having 36 cents left to put in the dryer, but boy howdy, how I wanted a can of Country Time lemonade out of the vending machine. And I just thought, don't do it. Don't do it. You don't get you a Country Time lemonade. You go ahead and put that last 36 cents in the dryer, and you get those towels dried, and you get them folded, or you'll get a whooping when they come to pick you up. And it's like laughable now. I can remember to this day vividly standing in that laundromat, hot, 9, 10 years old, doing our laundry, feeling broken, dejected, beat down, thinking all the other kids are out playing, all the other kids are at the swimming pool, and I'm in this ratty laundromat doing laundry for my dad and I, folding towels, sweating, and wishing I just had 2 quarters to buy a can of Country Time lemonade. And thank you, God, for that. Thank you, God, that I've never forgotten that. Thank you, God, that that keeps me humble before the Lord. Thank you, God, that that keeps me hungry, and that keeps me going and going and going. And I don't want to pretend like it's always been coming up roses. I want somebody to know it does not matter where you're at. What matters is where you're going. And when you call upon the name of the Lord, He's going to take you into the promised land. He's going to help you cross over that Red Sea. He's going to help you by faith to walk through the problem into the provision. Yes. And we're never too good to be humble. And we're never too, you know, it's so God can use us amongst the people around us. So God can show
that he has removed us from the problem.
Yes.
He has healed us from the problem.
Yes.
And he is restoring us. And so I thank God for my roots and my footing in that lack and in that need and in that brokenness, because it was glory to God now that brings me into the promise and into the provision. And I'm telling you, all of that by the blood of Christ is broken off of me. It's behind me. Every ungodly soul tie of lack, every ungodly soul tie of, you know, being poor, being white trash, being broken, being abandoned. It is now into a victory song. It is now into a victory story, because I am living the fullness and the favor of God. And God is taking me into my divine destiny. God is taking me day in and day out into my healing. I'm going to give it away to get it. I'm going to give it away to keep it. But I am going there in the miracles in the timing. And divine connection is coming forth. And no devil in hell will stop it. You better know who you are in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
You better know that you know that you know that you're a child of the Most High God. You better know that you were fearfully and wonderfully and mightily made. You better know that he knew you before you were ever formed in your mother's womb. You better know that you serve the Most High God. He knows the number of hairs on your head. He's collected every tear you've ever shed in a jar, and he holds it close to his bosom. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. And do not be fearful, but instead be strong and courageous, because God is with you, and he's going to jerk you out of that problem, and he's going to raise you up and take you into that promise. You're fixing to cross the Red Sea. You're fixing to stand in the promised land. So go ahead and shout it. Shout the victory and tell the devil to get thee behind you, because you're not believing his lies anymore. You are winning, 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 winning every day. Simply because God goeth before you and behind you and always calls you to triumph.
And you're showing up.
You're showing up. You're dressing up. You're getting up. You're shutting up that paralyzation of overanalyzation.
Yes.
And you are speaking the victory. You're walking the victory.
Yes.
You're talking the victory until the victory manifests.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for the victory that you have bought and paid for. You paid for my pardon. And I want to give God glory in a praising stance, that it ain't where I've been, brother. It's where I'm going. I'm going to go now to favorite things. And I just come out of Baylor homecoming with my youngest child. Sick 'em bears. Yeah. I want you to know, down in Waco, Texas, when I walked over that Brazos River, when I walked across that million-dollar bridge at that McLean Stadium this past weekend, I had a whole new perspective. I walked in the favor and the victory, and this is one of my favorite things. I love those Baylor Bears. I love that McLean Stadium. I love that university, one of the most beautiful Texas universities we have in the Lone Star State. But when I walked over that bridge, I thought about that million-dollar bridge was somebody's dream. And it took a long time for that dream to come to fruition.
Yes.
But that was their dream, to build a bridge over that river. And $1 million later, leading into that McLean Stadium, that bridge is built. And I want you to know, there is such a favorite memory there in the making as I walked over that bridge into homecoming. And I thought about, it's unbelievable that my child, who had a learning disability of dyslexia, had a severe learning disability of dyslexia, could be such a creative genius, but have such difficulty struggling to get through college. And people wondered how in the world this third tier student, this child of mine that never made 100 on a spelling test in his life, he always made a B into a D, he always made a G into a Q, he never could do fractions in math, but you know what? We never let him have a pity or a victim story. Yeah. And he graduated from Baylor University in May, and we went there this weekend for homecoming, and I walked across that bridge, and I felt the favor of God. I Woo! Felt the victory of God. I felt the breakthrough of God. And I always say to my kids, you know, it's that 7th to 11th try, or it's that 7,000th or that 11,000th try, but you cannot keep a good man down when he keeps getting up and he keeps coming. And sometimes you can run across the finish line, and sometimes you can walk across the finish line, and sometimes you'll crawl across the finish line, and sometimes you need a good friend to drag you across the finish line, or you drag yourself across the finish line. But I want you to know that child, he made it. He made it with everything that come against him, with everything that come against him, in what someone might say, dyslexia, severe dyslexia is a learning disability. He made it. And I walked across that bridge and I thought, oh my God in heaven, this is one of my favorite things. Woo! This bridge over the Brazos River into McLean Stadium at Baylor University. It's one of my favorite things to walk over that bridge because I saw them build it and I saw them complete it. And I was there. I was there during the process. And so, you know, whatever you focus on, whatever you feed your mind with, whatever you put your hands to, that's what you're going to see come to manifestation and fruition. And I just want to give God the glory for my favorite things. And just one of them is Baylor University, and now I've got a graduate at Baylor University, and my other child recently graduated from TCU University. Woo! And we are proud of our Horned Frogs. We're proud of our Baylor Bears. Yes. And we love. Let me tell you what I like about Texas. Lots and lots of things. But just thinking that my children could not only get in to such wonderful, pristine colleges, universities, but somehow they got out. And I want you to know, it was a journey. It was a journey. There were days they didn't know if they were going to make it. There were days I didn't know if they were going to make it. And it wasn't easy, but just by the grace and the glory of God, one day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. One day at a time, step by step, getting up and showing up, they made it. And as I walked over that bridge this last weekend for homecoming, I had a whole new perspective. And I just give God the glory for that, that these are a few of my favorite things. And it is nothing but pure joy that I have in a deep, deep, humble stance that I, coming from such humble, humble beginnings, was able to give my children the opportunity at such a fabulous education at these two prestigious Texas universities, and they made it. Somehow they made it. And I give God the glory for that. And to whom much is given is much is required. And I always say, yes, my gift from God is my life. And my gift back to God is what I make of my life. And I tell this every chance I get to my children, to whom much is given, much is required.
So good.
And your gift from God is your life. And now, what is going to be the gift that you give back to God into all of the opportunity that you've been given, into all of the favor that you've been given?
Yes.
And I hope that they know that there are people that went before them who knew how to stand, who knew how to fight, who knew how to gain ground, who knew how to hold on to that ground, and who knew to honor God so they could have the protection and the victory and the blessing and the favor of God. And it wasn't always just poured upon us, given to us. Somebody somewhere worked for it. Somebody sweated for it.
Yes.
Somebody got up early for it. Somebody stayed up late for it.
Yes.
But it was that perseverance that brought forth the due diligence. And you know what they say about luck. Luck is where preparation and chance meet. And you've got to be prepared. You've got to be strategized. So when you get the opportunity, you can take advantage of the opportunity in front of you and make the most of it. And what better way than to equip yourself with the truth of the Word of God? What better way than to keep your mind set on positive things and keep pressing forward and always be a prisoner of hope, holding on to the promise of God so that you can receive the blessing and the favor and the victory and the protection and the covering.
Yes.
And it simply comes by honoring God and honoring the Word of God.
Yes.
You know, I think about what the perfect recipe or the recipe for breakthrough into the victory, into the promise, what the elements of that recipe for breakthrough are. And, you know, one is just calling upon the name of the Lord and knowing the power in the blood of Christ that, you know, they talk about in Hebrews 9:22. Call upon the name of the Lord. And through prayer in Ephesians 6:12, you know, you got to understand that our struggle is not against the obvious, you know, the flesh and blood and bone that's standing in front of you. It's against the dark side. It's against the powers and the evils of the world. And the breakthrough comes from, again, knowing the Word of God and knowing the blood protection that the blood of Christ offers and using that Word of God where no weapon formed against you can prosper. And in Mark 9:14, it talks about the persistent prayer. With that persistent prayer and knowing that what you're warring against is, you know, not flesh and blood, but against powers of the dark world, it's that persistence in prayer and that power in the name of Jesus, that power in the blood of Jesus, that's going to give you a recipe for breakthrough into the victory in what you're longing for and needing for in life. And then another element of that recipe is faith.
Yes.
And in Hebrews 11:6, he talks about, I reward those who diligently seek me. The Lord is speaking here, and he's talking about when you diligently seek me and are surrendered before God, he's going to reward you when you keep chasing after him. In Matthew 17:20, even though you have the smallest amount of faith, it does and performs powerful things.
Yes.
You know, God gave you a measure of faith. And with that faith, you can say to the mountain, be removed. And just with the faith in the size of the amount of a mustard seed, God gives you a gift of faith. And when you have just even the smallest bit of faith, Matthew 17:20 says, it does and performs powerful things. In Mark 11:24, in faith believing, you receive what you ask for. You know, also another element of breakthrough is patience. And you know,
yes,
I'm still learning patience. And you know, I want to have the patience of a crocodile. I want to sit quietly and calmly and not sweat it. I want to wait upon the Lord in such good faith, believing that he is going to perform what the Word of God says he's going to perform. And so in Hebrews 6:12, it says, through faith and patience, here you go, faith, patience, persistence in prayer, seeking God, persistence, seeking God. You got your faith. You are patient. It says Hebrews 6:12, through faith and patience, we inherit what we are promised. Another element of breakthrough is standing. Standing in the power and the promise of the Word of God. You got your faith. You got your prayer. You got your persistence. You've got your patience. And now you're going to stand. And in 2 Chronicles 20:17, it talks about the powerful promise. And in that powerful promise, we are encouraged as believers that you don't even need to fight. Just take your position in faith and in a stance of faith and patience and in perseverance of that standing. You will watch the Lord's victory come upon you and come for you. And it says, don't be afraid or don't be discouraged. You can go out again tomorrow, for the Lord is going to go with you. And when you've done all of these steps, when you've had faith, when you've stood in faith, when you've used the power of the Word of God, when you've called upon the name of the Lord, when you've said your persistent prayer, and you've used the Word of God, and you've had patience, and then you're standing, you're gonna have the breakthrough. You're gonna have the victory. The favor and the blessing is gonna come upon you. And again, it's so good and such a positive thing to get in that pop. Get in that place of promise. Get in that place of prayer. Get in that power, that place of power that only the Word of God can refresh you with on a daily basis. You've got to know the Word of God. You've got to get in the presence of God. Sometimes that's in praise and worship. Sometimes that is in the radio station you listen to. Sometimes that is in the TV programs you watch. Sometimes that is in the books you read. Sometimes that's the time spent on social media. Are you feeding your spirit with the power and the peace and the promise of the Word of God? And you wonder why you don't have breakthrough? I wonder myself. Probably because I am whining and griping and complaining and not in an attitude of gratitude. And all of the time I have to stop myself and reel myself in and find that proper stance in a place of humility, in a place of grace, down at the mercy seat. I got to get down on my knees and I've got to repent. I've got to turn to God. I've got to ask Him to forgive me. I've got to ask Him to refuel me. I've got to ask Him to equip me. I've got to ask Him to remind me. I've got to ask Him for forgiveness and grace and just help me get back into that pop. That place of peace, that place of power in the Word of God, so I can have the promise and the provision that is our inheritance in Christ Jesus. Yes. You know, I think about Moses and I think about what went through his mind when they had gone round and round and round and round the mountain in that same old cycle. They just kept going round and round the mountain in that same old cycle. And then one day, he was trying to lead them out. And when he got them out of that cycle, they came to the Red Sea. And he stood there, and he called upon the name of the Lord, and he raised his hands, and he said, God, I know there is a purpose, and I know there is the promise, and I know you're going to part the Red Sea, and I know you're going to take us into the promised land. And when he could no longer stand and hold himself up, when he could no longer hold his hands up to the sky, waiting patiently upon the Lord, he called for his footmen, and his footmen held him up. And
You better surround yourself with some good friends that are strong in the Word of God, that are reliable in the power and the promise and the peace of the Word of God to hold you up when you're exhausted and you can't stand on your own, because it's a matter of life and death sometimes. Yeah. It's a matter of gaining ground or losing ground. But when you are equipped with the promise and the power of God, you can literally kick in the gates of hell and you can regain the territory that the enemy has stolen from you. And you're not just standing protecting your ground, you're taking it back. You're kicking in the gates of hell. You're pushing back the gates of hell. And you're speaking to the devil, "Get thee behind me. I am here to take back what you stole from me. And I'm here to even the score. I might have lost a battle or two, devil, but today I'm here to win the war. And I go in God. And I come in the name of Jesus. And the blood of Christ's protection covers me. And he goeth before me and behind me, always causing me to triumph. And devil, you'll no longer hold me back from the provision. You'll no longer hold me back from the promise. You aren't going to stand in the way of my healing. You aren't going to stand in the way of my victory. Devil, I'm speaking to you. Get behind me, because I go in the name of Jesus. I come in the name of the Son of God. And he is the great I am. He is today the same forever and ever. He is the beginning and the end. He is the Alpha and the Omega. And devil, you will get thee behind me and not keep me from my victory. Not another minute. I am here to claim what you took from me. And you will pay it back. And you will give it back. 2, 7, 10-fold. There will not go another minute that you will keep me from my promised land, because the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus holds the power for the victory. And I am speaking to your Red Sea today. I'm speaking to that barrier, that thing that's standing between you and your victory, that thing, that person, that obstacle. Get a hold of it and take that stumbling block, and in the name of Jesus, turn it into your stepping stone, and call for your footman to hold you up until God shows up. Because when he does, the commanded blessing is going to come from the north and the south and the east and the west. Generational curses, sins of the father are going to be broken off, and the victory's not just going to come, it's going to come 2, 7, 10-fold, because that is the promise of the Word of God. Whatever you have sown in tears, you're going to reap in joy. And you got to know how to armor up and use your sword. Take that sword and stick it to the devil's throat and tell him, "Get thee behind you. I'm taking it back. I'm taking back everything you stole from me. And in return, I'm going to give you back your hell. I'm going to give you back the hell that you drug me through and put me through." Yes. But I'm still standing. Yes. And I'm standing in the power of the Word of God. And I'm standing in the promise of the Word of God. And I'm covered by the blood of the Lamb. And today, I want you to know that whatever illness is upon you, whatever obstacle is in front of you, whatever burden is heavy on your back, you speak to it in the name of Jesus. You use the power of the Word of God, and you tell it to get thee behind you, and you turn to God, and you repent. And you call upon the name of the Lord, and you get into the Word of God, and through faith, through patience, through perseverance, your victory is going to come. But it is important that you have those mighty women of God that you can turn to, that know the promise, that know the power of the Word, so they can uphold you when you can't stand yourself. And you know the rest of the story. It's documented. You can Google it.
where they crossed the Red Sea into the promised land. Don't be blind. Don't stay in the bondage of the cycle, going round and round and round and round in the problem, being lied to by the devil himself. Break through the barrier of the bondage, whether that is depression, whether that is anxiety, whether that is fear, whether that is abuse you have suffered, whether that is lack that you weren't provided for properly, however you were set back. You know, after the setback is the comeback, and the victory is in Christ Jesus. And it's so simple. Call upon the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Call upon the name of the Lord. God is love. And that is what God is all about, is the love. Love covers a multitude of sins.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how far you've gone. It doesn't matter how lost you are. It doesn't matter how long you've ran. All you got to do is turn around, because it's only one step back to the Father. Call upon the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. And He's going to meet you there with that gift of faith. And you're going to have the promise and the Word of God. And in that Word of God and that promise is the power. And in that power is your peace. And you're going to armor up in the Word of God. And you're going to be able to get in the Word of God and get in a place of peace, and you're going to be able to walk through the trials and the tribulations into the breakthrough and the victory.
Yes.
I want to agree with anyone and everyone out there that is needing a breakthrough,
yes,
that is needing a miracle, that is needing a healing,
yes,
that has lost hope,
yes,
that is burdened or heavy laden.
Yes.
And I want to just agree with you that in the mercy and in the grace,
mm-hmm,
and in the love that God offers,
yes,
through the ultimate gift that He gave,
yes,
in His Son Jesus,
yes,
that you are bought and paid for.
Yes.
And victory abounds. Victory is bounds.
Yes.
Victory abounds. You have healing in the name of the Lord. You have breakthrough in the name of the Lord. You have the promise and the provision in the name of the Lord. Call upon the name of the Lord. Get into the Word of God. We are in agreement that today is the day. Today is the day that you're suddenly, your victory and your breakthrough comes.
Yes.
You know, there's that lady that for 13 or so years, she was actually hemorrhaging. But she had the faith that if she could just get to Him, if she could just get to the Messiah, the Son of God,
mm-hmm,
and she couldn't. It was too crowded that day in the streets. But somehow she touched the hem of His garment. And He turned and said, "Who touched me?" Because He felt the spirit of the breakthrough and the healing leave Him. And it was just with her small bit of faith that she thought if she could see Him, and she thought if she could touch Him, that she could be healed of this ailment that she had endured for over a decade. And today, God has left us with the Holy Spirit. He has left us with the Spirit of God Himself here on this earth. And I cannot get through to everyone that may or may not have the knowledge of the promise and the provision of Christ, what the Word of God and the power of God can do for you.
Yes.
It can create your suddenly. It can create your breakthrough. It gives you hope when there is no hope. It gives you healing when there say you have no healing available to you. It gives you a pardon that is bought and paid for by the blood of Christ Himself. So I'm just agreeing with you that you have that gift in the power, in the healing, in the victory, in the breakthrough, in the promise, in the provision that only the name of Jesus and the blood of Christ can offer. You have the hope and you have the gift of faith. It was given to you as a gift, as a child of the Most High God. You are separated and sanctified. And you walk in victory just because you are a child of the Most High God. Claim your victory. Speak the truth of the Word of God and shame the devil back and off and away from you, that you can walk out of the problems that you are facing today and into the provision.
Yes.
Cross your Red Sea that's in front of you by faith. Mm-hmm. Move into the promised land. Mm-hmm. And live the abundant life of healing and joy and blessing that God has provided for you through His gift, His Son, Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. Be blessed and catch a wave, because the miracle's in the timing.
You're listening to Catch a Wave with the Surf and Cowgirl, only on LA Talk Radio.